Frasier. Down comes Frasier.
Sports.
I can't believe what I just saw.
Sports.
Now Jack stole the ball. Now the Jack stole the
sports
ball.
Sports.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes.
Hey, welcome to the Sports Pod. Sports talk when needed on podcast technology. I'm Curtis, and I want this to be an interactive show, so I want to hear from you. Text and voice emails go to thesportspod@yahoo.com, and Skype voicemails are sent to thesportspod on Skype. This is going to be a short one. If you heard new theme music, I spent quite a bit last night working on my new theme music. Jerry Rice got traded from the Raiders to the Seattle Seahawks. And I had a little bit of a problem with Jerry Rice coming in and taking number 80, Steve Largent's number. Steve Largent is pretty much as good as it gets when you talk. He's the man when you talk about Seattle Seahawks lore, the history of the Seattle Seahawks. I'm trying to think back on players that they've had that made any sort of impact on NFL history. And Jim Zorn comes to mind, quarterback. I know they had some pretty fun teams in the, I guess it was the late 80s, but they've been pretty bad probably all the 90s, and Holmgren has not done squat there. Holmgren, you know, he was a genius in Green Bay, but in Seattle he hasn't done squat. Well, maybe he wasn't such a genius, and maybe he just, you know, he had the talent. And that's something you see all the time in sports. You see, you know, look at Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson took the Cowboys all the way. Jimmy Johnson's okay, great, great coach, right? He goes to Miami, he can't do it. Parcells is the one guy who's been able to move around and get it done. So, anyway, Rice comes in and takes Steve Largent's number. I think that's weak. That's weak, weak sauce. Here's a perfect example. Karl Malone, something like a 14-year veteran, definite Hall of Famer, second leading scorer of all time in NBA history, comes to the Lakers, and, you know, Karl Malone, this is last year, Karl Malone wears number 32 for the Utah Jazz. Well, when Karl Malone came to the Lakers, Magic offered number 32, you know, to take down from the Raptors, and it was retired, obviously. And Carl said no, and changed my number out of respect. Now, that's the way you handle that, okay? You know, Steve Largent offered the number, but what else is he going to do? Okay, if he says, no, I don't want the number, I don't want you to have my number, then, you know, he's gonna come out looking bad, and, you know, why even put him in that position, okay? Jerry Rice should have come in and just said, no, I'm not going to take that number. And he's saying he's taking it to honor Steve Largent, which is a bunch of crap. Give me a fucking break. All right, let's move on to the World Series. Game 1 was last night, and it was a good game. It was a really good game. Those two teams match, like I said the other day. Those two teams match, and it's going to be a good series, I think. Red Sox won? Yes. How do you like them apples? Red Sox won, and Manny Ramirez in left field is a disaster. What's he doing out there now? I mean, he had a two-inning sequence there that was just horrible. Horrible. First of all, he's such a hedgehog, man. The first three he did inning before, he's a bat. And, you know, he knocks in a run, and he's fucking celebrating when he should be running the bases and getting to second base, and they lost a run there, I believe. So, you know, that's just a bonehead move. You gotta keep your head in the game, and Manny, that's just Manny, unfortunately. That's part of the bad with the good with Manny Ramirez. But, Manny Pauling not gonna change. He's not gonna change. He's just, that's his deal. He's just a bit of a nut job, really, on the field. But the guy can swing it. The guy can swing the bat. Although in this playoffs he's been pretty quiet. He's been pretty quiet. I think he may have had a good series against the Angels, but he had a lot of opportunities against the Yankees and did not come through. So he And then after that, in left field, he basically fucked up on two plays in a row, two errors in a row in left field. I mean, come on. The guy's just, he's just a disaster in left field. So, game two, Shill's going to be back on the mound. And let's see if I can pull up the time of that for you. Real quick, MLB.com. Spoz, Bob. MLB.com. Okay, game 7:30 Eastern time. We got Shilling on the mound. Oh, video pop up. Stop video. We got Shilling on the mound against Matt Morris. Such an interesting game. Here's something cool on ESPN.com. We got history lesson. Watch 1946 and 1967 highlights. There's Enos Slaughter and Teddy Ballgame. Cool update on the eSports Pod. I am. I had way too many issues pulling this thing over to using WordPress. WordPress. I had way too many issues trying to set that thing up, but I finally got it set up. But my page is boring. But you can check it out at thesportspod.com. And I, for any developers out there who want to help me spruce up my page, I would be highly grateful. And I don't believe I have the RSS features working right now with the enclosures. I had just a little too many issues just transferring over from Blogspot to from Blogger to my own domain. So I do want call-ins. Okay, I want to start to integrate call-ins. Please react. I want a sports take on something I've talked about or something I haven't talked about. Doesn't matter. I just want to get some reaction, and I also want some feedback on the sports talk. So you can send your emails. So again, you can send your emails and voicemails. Emails and voicemails go to thesportspod@yahoo.com. And I have voicemail set up for Skype, so you can Skype me at thesportspod on Skype. Have a great Sunday. Enjoy your football, enjoy your NFL, and enjoy the World Series. I'm out here. Ready, break!
Sports Pod.